Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about nightshades. So conventional wisdom holds that nightshades cause inflammation and particularly joint pain. Unfortunately, there are no lab tests that confirm this, nor are there any clear studies linking the two. It seems the connection is entirely anecdotal. That doesn't necessarily mean there's nothing to it, though. So first, what nightshades are. Foods in the nightshade or the Solanaceae family include potatoes, tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, okra, and goji berries. Spices in this family include paprika, chili powder, cayenne, and red but not black pepper. A few herbs that are also in this family include belladonna, or deadly nightshade, which is a low-dose herb that's historically used as a poison in higher quantities, and ashwagandha, which is otherwise a great calming adaptogen. What all of these food spices and herbs have in common is an alkaloid called solanine, hence the family name, produced like many anti-nutrients in plants as a natural pesticide. Most of it is concentrated in the leaves and stems of the plants rather than in what we'd consider the edible portion. The solanine found in the food itself is considered negligible. But many of my patients are very sensitive. For them, might a negligible amount of solanine still be an issue? The best explanation I can find for why trace amounts of solanine might be a problem goes back to the theory behind Dr. Gundry's low-lectin diet. Nightshades themselves contain lectins as well as solanine, both of which are anti-nutrients, inhibiting the body's ability to digest the food. If you're not digesting your food properly, this causes two potential problems. First, you're not able to extract its nutritional value, potentially leading to nutrient deficiencies. Second, the bacteria in your gut have to break your food down for you, leading to a shift in your microbiome population. What you feed grows, and the bacteria that feed on undigested food tend to be inflammatory. Molecular mimicry, or confused immune responses triggered by pathogenic organisms, is often associated with autoimmune disease, for instance. There are a couple of studies that appear to bear this anti-nutrient gut inflammation connection out. The alkaloids in potatoes are associated with intestinal inflammation and worsening irritable bowel disease, for instance. Also, the spices in the Solanaceae family have been shown to increase intestinal permeability, at least to a minor degree. Just as with any food, there are also true nightshade or IgE allergies as well as IgG or IgA sensitivities. This is a different thing from the kind of alkaloid sensitivity we're discussing here, though, and in that part can be found on testing. So bottom line, if you suspect an increased inflammation or joint pain kind of a symptom after consuming nightshades, the mechanism probably goes back to gut inflammation, as so many things do. Unfortunately, there aren't any labs that can be run at this point to confirm this kind of sensitivity, though. So your best bet is to try to avoid all nightshades for 3 or 4 weeks and see if you notice symptomatic improvement. Generally, improvement will occur around week 3 or 4 with a diet change if it's going to make a difference. If you do notice improvement with nightshade avoidance, will you have to avoid them forever? Some people may choose to, but restoring gut integrity and balancing gut flora might enable you to reintroduce them later. So, as usual, I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. The studies that I talked about are linked in that blog post. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you next week. I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of Christian Natural Health, Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked offers at-home finger prick testing for commonly deficient vitamins D, B12, and folate. Vitamin D is very important for immune function, protecting against acute illness and autoimmunity. It's also critical for your mental health. What you might not know is that even if you're getting a lot of sun like we are in Arizona this time of year, many of us are still low. That's because the process of turning sunlight into vitamin D takes 48 hours and requires the oils on your skin. So if you bathe daily, you're interrupting the process and you might still be low. Vitamin B12 and folate, which is vitamin B9, are best known for their role in the methylation cycle, which is one of your liver's 6 main pathways for detoxification and responsible for, among other things, activating all your happy neurotransmitters. They're also important for energy. Word to the wise, if you're taking B12 or folate in supplement form, stop a couple days before you get tested, as otherwise you'll get an artificially inflated result rather than a true read of your levels. You can order the tests for all three No doctor's order required at tryLGC.com/CNH. You'll get a package containing lancets for your finger and a test tube for the collection of a small amount of blood and a prepaid label to ship it back. Once you receive the results, if you've got any questions, you can speak to a nurse practitioner on their team. Again, that link is tryLGC.com/CNH and enter coupon code CNH20 for 20% off your order.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.